Dominion's Pennsylvania Power Station is the largest biomass plant in the East, burning 150 truckloads of wood each day. The company has a smaller plant in Wise County and has switched three others from burning coal to biomass. Dan Janess speaks for Dominion.
When somebody goes into the forest for a timbering operation, they take the trunks and they leave the branches and they leave the treetops. And traditionally that stuff is either piled up and burned or it just lays there and rots. We have people who go out and they take that and they grind it up for us, and that's what we use for fuel.
Wood is renewable since new trees can be planted. And Janess claims burning it is carbon neutral since those new trees absorb carbon from the atmosphere. But the Partnership for Policy Integrity, a nonprofit in Massachusetts, claims burning biomass emits more carbon dioxide than new coal plants.
You have to burn a lot more wood to generate the same amount of energy. You know, the science is very, very clear-cut with the wood-burning plants. They are just tremendously large sources of greenhouse gas emissions.
That's Mary Booth, a Ph.D. ecologist who spent the last 6 years studying biomass. It's true, she says, that newly planted trees will absorb some of the carbon released when wood is burned, but it won't happen quickly.
Resequestering or offsetting that carbon takes decades, and we don't have decades in the fight against climate change.
So her group was outraged to see Dominion's marketing materials that clearly brand biomass as green.
Dominion made so many claims about how green and carbon-free this was that we have actually filed a complaint letter with the Securities and Exchange Commission asking them to look into this.
And this week, the group issued a report showing how 16 utilities, including Dominion, use biomass to burnish their environmental credentials. Booth sent that report to the Federal Trade Commission, asking them to regulate the way power companies describe biomass. I'm Sandy Houseman.